In the United States, just hours after President Donald Trump vowed to deploy the military to crack down on violent protests in his country, cities again descended into chaos. At least five police officers were shot and injured around the US. There were mass arrests in Washington, D.C. A shopping mall was set alight in Los Angeles and stores looted in New York City. 18,000 members of the National Guard are now helping local boost law enforcement agencies in 29 states, and a further 1,500 troops are being mobilised to bolster resources in the nation's capital. North America correspondent Catherine Diss reports.
Despite tear gas before dark and a 7 p.m. curfew, protesters remained on the streets of the capital into the early hours. In a show of force, Black Hawk helicopters hovered low overhead, snapping trees and whipping up debris. The night of chaos outside the highest office in this land, sparked by a decision to rain tear gas on peaceful protests outside the White House to make way for the president as he posed for photos outside St. John's Church with Bible in hand.
We were very shocked and quite frankly outraged.
That's Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C.
People who were not violating the curfew and who did not seem to have provoked attack were attacked and moved out by the federal law enforcement officials.
A swathe of religious leaders have joined the chorus of condemnation, the Episcopal Bishop of Washington, Marianne Edgar Buddy, among them.
He did not come to pray. He did not come to express remorse or consolation. He did not come to share the grief or to provide hope to the thousands of young people who were gathered in the park that day.
Grief and a deficit of hope which played out in cities across the country for a sixth night. New York City was among the worst as this coronavirus-racked community took its anger to the streets. The state's governor is Andrew Cuomo.
Look at the videos. It was a disgrace. The NYPD and the mayor did not do their job last night.
Eight U.S. states, including the capital, are holding their delayed primary elections today. In Philadelphia, Joe Biden, the Democratic contender, sought to capitalize on the unfolding crisis.
A country is crying out for leadership. Leadership that can unite us. Leadership that brings us together.
But the anger and grief being vented on the streets is no longer just about the justice for George Floyd. Injustice in this deeply fractured nation has many faces and causes. This is Catherine Diss in Washington, reporting for AM.